Thank you. I was just going to ask. Thank you, Mayor and Councillors. My name is Suzanne Hill. I've been a resident of Caulfield South for 39 years and I'm president of Caulfield South Residents Against Inappropriate Development, CS RAID. And it's around that that I come to speak to you this evening. Firstly, I refer to the Urbis development of 371 to 377 Hawthorne Road and 3 Olive Street. And the letter from councillors solicited in relation to the amended plans that were very late, not the letter, the plans from the developer, and the forthcoming compulsory conference is Thursday, the 4th of July. The letter cites 7 floors as acceptable by council. Does this include the mezzanine, or is it 7 floors plus mezzanine? Who at Glen Eira came up with 7 floors, and what is the reasoning behind it? Because it's very much not in keeping with what the residents want. Alongside that, members of our group have asked several times about the lack of appropriate height controls in Caulfield South and have been told by council that resources are not available and that Caulfield South will not be looked at until at least 2020. I ask what resources are required that are currently lacking, and with the pending sale of aged care facilities, can monies gained by the sale be allocated to planning throughout Glen Eira to give consistency across the area, rather than it being a field day for developers? And we are very aware now that the indoor bowling club has been sold, which is almost opposite this site, that we're going to turn into another battle. It's costing us about $25,000 for a barrister, and even if we get somewhere with this one, we're going to have the same problem. So council allowing 7 storeys seems to be not a very positive outcome for the residents. I thank you.
Okay, thank you. You might want to stay there because we'll answer your question. You might want to follow up. I'll refer the first couple of parts of your question to Mr. Torres.
Thank you for your question, Suzanne. Mr. Mayor, it appears that this process is undergoing a mediation process at VCAT, a compulsory conference process. And so the material and the discussions around that compulsory conference process are confidential, and it would be inappropriate for me to discuss that material in public, given the VCAT confidential requirements.
And the same part of the question about resources for giving Caulfield South light limits.
Yes, we have a large City Futures team dedicated to rolling out a very ambitious and extensive strategic planning program. Our resources are occupied by many projects around structure plans and new controls. So we have the 3 main shopping centres, we have East Village, we're working in collaboration with the Victorian Planning Authority on the Caulfield Station precinct, and there's an extensive and ambitious heritage program going on right now. So that's why a staged approach to other centres is required. In terms of the resource required, I don't know what would actually be required to get to Caulfield South immediately.
Am I allowed to reply to that?
Yep.
Unsatisfactory from my perspective. If you say you haven't got the resources, you must have thought about what resources you need. So how can you say you haven't got them when you can't quantify them? So I find that really poor. I don't know whether you realise how angry people are about these developments going up. I live 10 metres away from where that Urbis development will be. Yes, we're going to mediation on Thursday, but I can assure you our group is not going to accept 7 storeys, so, which is what council has agreed to, which I find to be absolutely horrifying, because you've allowed that, the developer's going to say, oh, well, council said 7 storeys. We're not a bit interested in that. I have solar panels. It's an absolute disgrace, and all you do is waffle and you don't answer your constituents. So I'm appalled, basically. Yeah. Absolutely appalled. Not that you're going to do anything about it, but it's absolutely appalling. You don't seem to offer transparency and look after your constituents. We're the ones who pay your wages, the rates, all those sorts of things. And to turn this into a place where all these huge buildings, it's not going to be good for the people who live in there either. Who would want to be living in a block of apartments with 99 shoeboxes? A supermarket on the ground floor, parking is going to be hopeless. The developers haven't provided everything they need. But you, by saying, as a council, 7 storeys, would be acceptable are putting nails in the coffin for the people of that area. It's appalling. So thank you for your time, but I am not impressed.
Okay, sorry, before you go.
Yeah.
So bearing in mind what Mr. Torres said about it being a mediation and being confidential and so on, any position that we arrive at to where we might give consent to something that we've previously refused in the council meeting would need to be...
This didn't go to a council meeting. It was not backed by planning department.
Or anything like that that was not backed by council of that magnitude would be run by councillors first before we...
It didn't come through a council meeting, it was not back, it didn't go to a council. I understand that,
but anything that's been knocked back by council of that magnitude would come to councillors before there's a final position reached at VCAT.
That's not what we were told.
In general terms, Mr. Mayor, often at mediation, an applicant puts forward amended plans, and all parties are required to respond or form a view on those amended plans. What's typically required of council is the provision of without prejudice conditions as part of the VCAT process. In no way has council allowed anything. That's incorrect. This is a mediation process where ultimately VCAT will be the decision maker.
But in the solicitor's letter, which has been sent to all the people on the application, the statement of grounds, it says that council would look at seven stories. How dare you do something at seven stories? Would you want to be living next door to it? It's absolutely appalling. You don't consider your ratepayers at all in these grounds. It just seems to be about money. And the developers, they could still make a substantial profit with providing something that was reasonable for the area. This is completely out of keeping with the area, completely out of character. In the nearby area, there are two small apartment blocks that are about four stories. There's the indoor bowling club that's five. Almost everything else in the area is one story. There's a handful of three story and a few two stories. Completely out of keeping. But by council saying, oh, we'd look at seven, the developer's going to say, oh, great, council said seven, that's fabulous.
Okay, so what Mr. Torres was saying was that one of the things that VCAT requires us to do is they'll say to us, well, if, you know, they've applied for...
They applied for nine.
I understand they've applied for nine, but they've said maybe whatever they've said, you know, can you give us a set of conditions to show VCAT what a set of conditions would look like if that's what we approve. So, and I understand from what Mr. Torres was saying that that's the stage we're at the moment. So it's not that council has agreed on any counter proposal by them.
Why would you even suggest seven stories?
Well,
across the road, well, you should know. Across the road, a seven-story development was knocked back, and that's the problem. There's a whole lot of waffle, and nothing happens, and I'll finish because we're not going to get there. You don't listen to your residents.
And the other question you asked, which was about why don't we acquit the money that we're getting from aged care. We gave a commitment when we embarked on this process that what we would do with the money for aged care was something to look after the most vulnerable people in our community in ways that we can't at the moment. So it's not to go to general revenue, it's not meant to go into any project that we're currently undertaking. We want to set it aside for something completely different.
Thank you. Yeah,
okay.
Mr. Torres, could you perhaps just briefly explain to the Chamber why this particular application didn't go to the councillor group, just for those who aren't aware?
Mr. Mayor, I'd need to look into that and look at the details of the VCAT proceedings and what was required.
I mean the initial decision by council?
It was refused under delegation.
And if council requests for that application... Or any agreement to go back to the councillor group to be approved rather than being decided under delegation in the VCAT process, is that at all possible?
It depends on how the VCAT process pans out. If it's going to a full hearing and there's a formal substitution of plans in the lead up to that hearing, certainly council must form a position, and that's something we can consider taking to council.
And if council wishes to... reserve its right to sign off on any agreement at compulsory conference. Is council able to do that?
Yes, council is able to do that, but the timeframes are very tight, so we'd have to think of the process for that.
The compulsory conference might go ahead because we won't agree to what the developers want, so I'd say we'll be over in half an hour and we'll go straight to here.
Ms. Hill, as somebody who practices in that jurisdiction, that's not quite how compulsory conferences work.
What we've been told, we said nothing over four stories. If we don't come to mediation with them on Thursday, then it goes to the hearing. We will not settle.
Oh, no, a matter doesn't settle, but it doesn't mean it finishes in half an hour. You'd be very lucky for any VCAT matter to finish in half an hour.
If we've got four stories and they don't come to the party, then our barrister will leave and we'll be over very shortly.
Okay, well, that's... Okay. So if there's no other public participation, we'll move back into the items on the agenda and start with presentation of officers' report. We'll start with item 9.1, which is 251 Cornang Road, Carnegie. Councillor Silver, do you have a motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
It's not as printed. I propose the following.